Every college football season, there's at least one team that surprises people. This year, that might be Duke. They have won 10 games. That's the most in school history for a football team that's often overshadowed by their basketball team. But now the Duke football team is headed to the ACC championship game. North Carolina Public Radio's Jessica Jones reports.
After Duke beat the University of North Carolina last weekend to make it in the championship game, lifelong Duke fans Larry Goss and Bobby Harris hugged each other at a sports bar with tears in their eyes.
I never would have imagined. I mean, you know, I've been following them for years. This is just unbelievable.
Duke football is the season of perpetual hope for me. I've always thought we could do this. Next Saturday, we can win because we can do this.
Tonight, Duke faces top-ranked Florida State. It's a journey few fans expected. Harris attributes Duke's rise to Coach David Cutcliffe, nicknamed Coach Cut, who was hired 6 years ago.
That's leadership, honey. That's Coach Cut 100%.
Cutcliffe came to Duke with a great reputation. As coach of the University of Mississippi, he landed star quarterback Eli Manning. But Cutcliffe faced an uphill battle in Durham. He inherited a program with only three winning seasons in a quarter century. Alumni showed up for tailgate parties but left at kickoff. Cutcliffe says when he arrived, he didn't expect much.
After watching that first workout, I was thinking about when we would get the first win. It went to that. We've believed in the process, and the program has been far ahead of each team we've had.
There were setbacks. The year after Cutcliffe took over, Duke attorneys won a lawsuit by emphasizing how bad the football team was. Recruiting was tough, but the new coach convinced players things would get better. Junior Josh Sneed is a running back for the Blue Devils. He attended high school about an hour away.
Before Coach Cut came to see me, I had no idea about Duke having a football team. So, you know, coming in, he was like, you know, we're trying to get guys that can come in and help change this program.
Sneed is part of a wave of high school players recruited from within the state. Now the Blue Devils have more North Carolinians than UNC's team does. Alumni have contributed enough money to renovate Duke's Depression-era football stadium, and students are excited, too. Zach Shartosh is a senior.
There's no one I know going to the game that expects us to win, but that doesn't mean they're not going, and that would have never happened before. So people are excited about the game.
Shartosh says he knows his fellow students will continue cheering on Duke's football team, no matter whether it wins or loses. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.